Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's the 2nd of February, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, signing day has come and gone, and for Texas A&M, Kevin Sumlin signed 19 new Aggies, four of whom had already enrolled at mid-semester, including quarterback Matt Davis from Klein Forest. The other 14 signed yesterday, including a surprise signee, defensive end Edmund Ray from St. Louis, who had committed to Missouri. Kevin Sumlin talked about how Ray came to be an Aggie, a guy who answers an immediate need at defensive line. What did they see in Edmund Ray?
What everybody saw on video, 280-pound, 90-pound guy that can run, was committed to Missouri out of St. Louis. It gave us an opportunity to really get in and compete with him, kind of kept it quiet, snuck him in under the radar for an official visit. Actually, he visited the first weekend back in January and got him in and out of town. And really, I thought there was no problem. About Monday, Tuesday, his mom got a little worried about him being gone and leaving St. Louis and being away from home. I think it hit her that he was actually not going to go to Missouri. He was going to come to Texas A&M, and she started started crying and putting pressure on him, and we got that worked out in 24 hours, and he signed this morning. Excellent player, great kid, very, very tough kid, already 280, 90 pounds physically. He's able to help us just from a size standpoint right now.
The class includes a quarterback, three offensive linemen, six defensive linemen, three wide receivers, including former Texas pledge Thomas Johnson out of Dallas Skyline, three defensive backs, and the jewel of the class, of course, running back Trey Williams out of Spring. You can see a complete list of the Aggies 2012 signing class at our website, WTAW.com. Now, ESPN ranked A&M the 14th best class in the country, with Alabama ranked number one, Florida State number two, and Texas third. Other SEC teams ahead of A&M were number four Florida, number five Georgia, and number 12 LSU. Rivals.com also ranked A&M the 14th best. A couple of local kids signed with Texas Tech. Consol's running back Quentin White and defensive lineman J.J. Bynum are both headed to Lubbock. Also in a great move, Rice did indeed honor their scholarship offer to Rutgers' David Wilganowski, the young man who collapsed on the field last September and will not play football again. Rice coach David Bailiff said Wilganowski was an outstanding student-athlete, and they look forward to him bringing his attitude and dedication to the Rice program. Well, last night at Reed Arena, what a game. One for the fans, and there were a lot of fans there. Six-ranked Baylor Bears and unranked Texas A&M scoring runs and strong defense. It was one of the best games of the long series. But Pierre Jackson, he made the three-pointer with 17 seconds left from above the circle, and that gave Baylor their 63-60 winning advantage. Now, A&M had called a timeout with 9 seconds left and came out and inbound to Elston Turner, who decided to throw up a quick contested turnaround three-pointer from the corner. It missed, and that pretty much clinched it for the Bears. Before that, there were 7 ties and 12 lead changes in the game. Both teams enjoyed their largest lead within a 10-minute span of the second half. Baylor by 13 with their first bucket of the second half, 19:45 to play. And then a 24-6 run by A&M, and the Aggies led by 5 with 9:39 to play. But then Baylor went on a 9-0 run to lead by 4. But then A&M went on a 7-0 run to lead by 2 with 29 seconds left. But 12 seconds later, Jackson hit the three-pointer, and that turned out the winner. Here's Billy Kennedy.
Really proud of our team, our fans, students, and the effort that we gave today. I thought we outplayed Baylor in a lot of ways. But they're a very good team, and you got to give Jackson credit for making some plays defensively and hitting a big shot to win the game. But they've got a lot of weapons, and they used them. We made them have to use them, and I'm proud of our guys for competing in a difficult situation.
Baylor's tied for second in the Big 12 at 7-2. A&M drops to 3-6, tied for seventh place. Also in seventh place, Texas. They come to Reed Arena Monday night. Billy Kennedy talked about coming back from this one.
I hope so. I try to tell our guys, we got to put this behind us and prepare tomorrow. We keep doing the right things on the court and off the court. Good things are going to happen. And we're going to a tough place in Manhattan, Kansas on Saturday. So, we, you know, it doesn't get any easier in a very good league.
Yeah, I got that one. And then Texas at Reed Arena the next Monday. A&M was led by David LeBeau's 16 points. Perry Jones had 15 for the Bears. In Lubbock, the 18th-ranked A&M women led all the way and got a 67-55 win over Texas Tech. It was Tech's sixth loss in their last seven Big 12 games, and it kept the Aggies tied for second in the Big 12 with Kansas State and Oklahoma behind top-ranked Baylor. A&M outshot Tech 48% to 29% and made 10 more field goals than the Raiders did. Sydney Carter, 17 points, led four Aggies in double figures. Kelsey Bone had a double-double with 11 points, 11 rebounds. A&M returns home Saturday to play Kansas at 7 o'clock. And it's the UIL's biannual version of Fruit Basket Turnover today at 9 o'clock. They'll publish the realignment of high school districts around the state. Most are betting that both Bryan and A&M Consolidated will leave the Central Texas district that they've enjoyed for several years. That's because Killeen High School is moving up to 5A and Waco Midway is expected to also. And they could replace Bryan and Consol playing with the Killeen schools in Copperas Cove and Harker Heights, Belton and Temple. That leaves speculation that the Bikes and the Tigers could join schools in Conroe, maybe Katy, maybe even Round Rock area. Who knows? We'll know at 9, and we'll have it on our website at WTAW.com. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.